The Secretary General has already presented his report to the Security Council on the 21st of June, outlining the results of the strategic review. This report will be debated during the month of July by the Security Council, which will then provide a new mandate for MINUSCA. I hope that this new mandate will take fully into account the recommendations which have been made by the Secretary General, including that the MINUSCA should have a longer mandate of up to 18 months to provide the required stability for this country at this phase of consolidation after elections. I hope that it will focus on DDR, that is to say disarmament, demobilization, repatriation and reintegration, and that it will focus on the security sector reform.
So what MINUSCA should do in order to change or improve for more efficiency?
I think the most important thing to do is to ensure that we provide the right assistance to the government, because finally it is the government which is in charge. We provide the right assistance to the government either directly or indirectly. Directly through our actions on the street against the criminals, against those who do not want to see stable peace, sustainable peace in this country, and indirectly by participating in the provision of advice, ideas, assistance to the government as it continues with its DDR and SSR programs.
What are your position about the security situation in this country?
You see, the security situation in this country is what I would describe as volatile. So there are areas which are at peace, but there are also areas where we see a free circulation of people with arms, including rifles and semi-automatic and automatic weapons. This must stop, but this will stop at the end of a proper SSR process, and I hope that the government, along with our support and the support of other members of the international community, would soon lay down its vision on how this SSR process and the DDR process should be undertaken.
What about to combat sexual exploitation and abuse?
Yeah. You know, on ACA, we have a very strong policy of zero tolerance, and I repeated this to all members of the United Nations, and I said very clearly in my meeting with them that if I find any case which has been committed by a UN member, be it a military, be it police, be it the civilians, I will take very, very strong actions. And therefore, I recommended that everybody has a responsibility to fight ACA. And if they see something, anything abnormal, they have a responsibility to report so that action can be taken.